Southern New England Mortgage Group, 1-888-835-2780.
I'm not stupid.
I'm not lazy.
I'm not slow.
I'm not distracted.
I'm not unfocused.
I'm not dumb.
Kids with learning difficulties are not what they appear to be. In fact, a lot of these kids are smart. They just learn differently. For free information on how to help your child, visit www.focusonlearning.org. Focusonlearning.org or call 1-888-478-MIND. A message from the Advertising Council and the CCLD.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
News on the Information Radio Network, I'm Richard Stewart. Two more Americans have been killed in Iraq. The soldiers from the 82nd Airborne Division died when a homemade bomb exploded beside their vehicle this morning in Fallujah. The attacks bring to 34 the number of Americans who have died in Iraq since November 1st. The International Red Cross says it is temporarily closing its offices in the Iraqi capital and the southern city of Basra, citing security concerns. The humanitarian group had already planned to reduce its staff in the nation after an attack on its Baghdad headquarters. Spokesman Florian Westfall says, under the circumstances, the International Committee of the Red Cross is still struggling to determine how it can continue its most critical work in Iraq.
We certainly plan to continue, especially the visits to prisoners of war in the hands of the coalition forces, the aim being to monitor their treatment and also to allow them to exchange family news. But how exactly we'll be able to do that is still really remains under discussion.
This is IRN.
It's easy to get in over your head with debt. Life's little necessities can really add up. Or maybe you got sick or went through a divorce. And once you're in debt, it may seem impossible to get out. But now there's a nonprofit organization that helps consumers finally get out of debt. It's called Debtscape. Call them at 1-800-762-5400. Debtscape negotiates with your creditors to reduce monthly payments by as much as 50%. They can reduce or even eliminate your interest rate and arrange a plan to consolidate your bills with one lower monthly payment. You don't have to be a homeowner, and you don't have to qualify. If you feel your credit is out of control, Debtscape can help. If you're more than $2,000 in debt, call Debtscape now for a free debt consultation. 1-800-762-5400. It's completely confidential, and there's no obligation. It's easy to get in over your head financially. Let Debtscape help you get out. Call now, 1-800-762-5400.
Secretary of State Colin Powell says attacks on American soldiers in central Iraq are a serious problem, but not necessarily what could be called a nightmare. His remarks appear in a London-based Pan-Arab newspaper. Powell says he's uncertain who's behind the attacks. Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat and Prime Minister Ahmed Correa are near agreement on the formation of a new cabinet. A power struggle between the two has left the body in limbo for weeks, but Arafat says he hopes its formation will be finished in the next couple of days. Under an agreement being discussed, all the security forces would be controlled by a 12-member National Security Council headed by Arafat. Correa had previously demanded the forces be controlled by the Interior Minister. Law enforcement agencies have been advised of a new threat by the Homeland Security Department. The department says terrorists may attempt to fly cargo planes from another nation into U.S. targets such as nuclear plants, bridges, or dams. The threat is uncorroborated. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNnews.com.
It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress that over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommended to their patients. It's so advanced, it's guaranteed to provide a better night's sleep. Contours to every curve of your body, relieving the pressure points that make you toss and turn. For a free sample of the incredible material behind this innovative mattress and a free better sleep video, call 1-800-522-5559. See for yourself what all the excitement's about. Call Tempur-Pedic now at 1-800-522-5559.
A new audio tape urges Muslims worldwide to use the Islamic holy month of Ramadan to pray for the success of battles against U.S. forces in Afghanistan and Iraq. The tape, which was obtained by the Associated Press, is purportedly from a top Taliban spokesman. Tests have turned up no anthrax at a naval mail sorting station in the nation's capital, and the Postal Service is reopening 11 Washington, D.C. facilities closed as a precaution. Two of the facilities have been reopened. The other nine will be back in business today. Aziz Ali Jaffer, Vice President of Public Affairs and Communications for the U.S. Postal Service, was asked if the Postal Service overreacted in its handling of the incident.
Better safe than sorry. I do not believe at all that we overreacted. The safety of our employees and our customers is first and paramount.
A federal appeals court has reinstated perjury charges against a Jordanian college student held as a material witness in the 9/11 investigation. Warren Levinson reports.
The Second Circuit Court of Appeals reinstated the perjury charges that had been dismissed against Osama Awadallah last year. Awadallah had not told FBI agents he'd met two of the September 11th hijackers in San Diego. A district judge had ruled the jailing of material witnesses for the grand jury investigation of the September 11th attacks was unconstitutional. But the appeals court said it was not. It added that the evidence, one of the hijackers lived near Awadallah for some time and had his home phone number, was enough to establish probable cause that the student had material information for the probe, information that he failed to furnish on his own.
I'm Richard Stewart, IRN News.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
Yeah!
Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Ooh, push that button.
How it goes. Welcome back to another edition of Travel World. It's Will and Backus and Stephen Pickford in the studio today, and we got a really super special time. Actually, you know, Alice Ogle's usually in studio with us, gets to eat her heart out today because we have her favorite destination on the air with one of our best friends, celebrated author, journalist, Judith Ritter.
Good morning, Judith. Glad to have you with us.
Hi. I'm really glad to be with you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, I like it when you say that, Judith. I just wish that you visited a bit more often, you know?
Well. You live way, way out there, and your studio's way, way out there.
Up near the North Pole, I think.
Up there in the North Pole, right.
On the way.
Of course, I'm the one who flew thousands of miles to Fiji, but I can't get around
but
the corner.
But Dollar DiSormo is way, way out. No. When someone lives in Chattagay, the South Shore, that they call it, that's way out there because we got to cross a bridge to get there.
Oh, yeah. No, what, it's sort of a really cold day and start thinking about wintertime. And I'm glad we're talking about Fiji today because it will warm us up. Because whether you actually live in a warm or a cold climate in North America, you've probably fantasized about a real tropical paradise. I know Willem loves to fantasize.
All the time.
And maybe
especially about, cavorting on the beach with Judith.
Maybe imagining your own island and endless white sand beaches and the local islanders who will pamper you with food and song and dance. And Travel World's own Judith Ritter did discover that, a very special place in the South Pacific by the name of Fiji, and some very different, very special places to stay. And glad to have you with us, Judith, too.
Oh, I'm so glad to be here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, before I went to Fiji, I wasn't even sure exactly where it is. I don't even know if you guys know.
It's sort of like a speck in the ocean somewhere out in the South Pacific somewhere.
It is really 322 islands in the middle of the South Pacific, almost 6,000 miles southwest of Los Angeles, between Tahiti and Australia, if you can picture that. But thousands of miles from either of them. So you really do feel like Robinson Crusoe in the middle of the ocean there.
Wow.
Now, what exactly is the weather? Are there variations with regards to time of year? Are there better times of the year to go than others?
It's always beautiful.
It's all perfect to go. Perfect weather, really. It's 1,000 miles south of the equator, and the summer and winter, of course, are opposite of ours. But the temperature in summer and winter goes between 75 and 80 degrees.
Oh, boy.
Winter is a little drier.
Yeah.
One degree. Oh, yeah. No. We got to wear our socks today.
Gentle trade winds. Lots of sun. Lots of sun.
Mm. Now, tell us a bit more about the people. Are they what we would consider Polynesian?
Well, I thought that before I went there. It's a native population. That's one half of the population, a mix of Melanesian and Polynesian. They're tall and dark. Also, close to half the population are from India generations ago, so you have these two cultures. And everyone speaks English, so it's really great to visit there. But they also speak Fijian and Hindi. They're all very welcoming. And a funny thing there is everyone, it's like a small town, wherever you are. Everyone says hello when they pass you, and hello is bula. Bula, bula, they say, and with a big smile. And unlike many places, they're really happy to have tourists. Tourism is the biggest industry.
I thought bula bula is what they think of our radio show.
Bula bula is good.
Okay.
No, that was boo.
Not boo. The next industry there is sugarcane, and sometimes you see long fields and fields of people working in sugarcane.
And they make clothing out of it, which would be called sugarcane fashions, yes.
Yeah, that would be lovely.
Yeah.
When you get there, what kind of places do they have to stay? You mentioned that tourism is a major industry there. What has developed with regards to the tourism infrastructure?
Well, what you have is a series of things they call resorts. I mean, they really call everything a resort, even a tiny guest house. But I want to tell you about two special places this morning. The first is called Turtle Island.
Okay.
And that's the name of a resort and the island. In fact, the resort is the whole island. Turtle Island is one of those 300-plus islands, and there's tiny resort is actually a legend. It's a mile and a half long and about 2 miles wide. And I say a legend because it's where the Blue Lagoon was filmed. Ooh. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
With Brooke Shields.
Oh, yeah. I remember that now.
Oh, yeah.
Get some to fantasizing once again.
Mm-hmm. We flew a little tiny seaplane with a barefoot pilot, and we landed in front of a spectacular beach. And they are standing in the water, are islanders, men and women, and they're all in skirts.
Hockey games. Oh, no, not in the New York
not
islanders.
Not those islanders.
Okay,
no,
yes.
No.
Yeah.
These men and women are all wearing skirts. You wouldn't catch the islanders in that. Kind of loose, colorful, bright shirts. And they rushed into the water to greet us, and they were singing in Fijian.
Oh, my God.
As we got off this little tiny plane.
Oh, sounds like a dream. Of course, I'm still trying to get that figure out of my head with guys with shoulder pads and knee pads running after you. 2 minutes for rushing, yeah.
They were actually right in the skirt. They were calling our names. They knew we were coming ahead of time. They're saying, Judy, Devo, Bula Bula. And we climbed out into the water, and they actually were hugging us, and then they let us
I thought
us
they
off.
Were running after you with pointed sticks.
We're running with hockey sticks, right? Teach us to play. And they led us off to our bure, and that's the thatched roof cottage on the beach, and it was all hidden by palms and flamboyant trees and bright red flowers. Inside the bure were vaulted beamed ceilings and shiny wooden floors and these canopy beds made of tree branches.
How come you didn't invite me, Judith?
Well, next time.
I would have cavorted with you under the waterfall in the Blue Lagoon.
We're going to make a plan next time we all go to Fiji.
No, just you and me.
Okay.
We won't tell anybody. We'll steal away.
I'll tell you more, and you'll want to go even more.
Yeah.
There's views from the sea from all the windows, and with each bure comes your own bure manager, kind of a concierge, and that person hovers over you and brings you snacks and does your laundry and basically makes sure you play enough.
he's sort of the play master.
Really?
How many guests are there at one time at Turtle Island?
Well, there are 14 bures, and that means 28 people, because this is really a couple's place, despite the fact that I went with my adult daughter to see what it was like. There are lots of honeymooners, and some people actually have their weddings there. When we were there, there were international bankers. There were some soap opera stars. A film writer who wrote Legally Blonde.
Really? That was there with you at the time?
Yeah, and just plain folks.
Wow.
Just plain folks who'd saved up a lot of money.
Sounds like a very peaceful place, not like one of these really built-up resort centers with all the high-rises that you see pictures of, like Miami Beach or Cancun.
This is the opposite. You know, there were no phones, no email, no fax, no cell.
Yeah, all right.
Nothing. The whole island, 500 acres, belongs to the resort. 14 different little beaches, and every day you can get a boat ride to a little private beach. And if you want, they'll deliver you a picnic lunch to you on the private beach, champagne, rock lobster, light summery soups, and then they'll pick you up from the beach whenever you want. So it's really... very, very special.
It really sounds like a 5-star Robinson Crusoe experience.
Yeah, I never had people bringing me picnic lunches on the beach.
Really fabulous. Huh? Well, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, maybe, on the beach. Well, just add to this tropical fantasy being able to ride a horse on the beach.
Really?
You can also horseback ride around the island, and that will take you along the beach and then up into these breezy hills with beautiful views of coves and the ocean. And we did that ride at dawn, actually watched the sun come up.
And that was just the morning. There was the whole afternoon to fill with things to do.
Yeah, lots of things. Resting.
Oh, yeah. Well, it must be a real unwind kind of a place. And did you try horseback riding, Judy?
Yeah, absolutely. Not a great rider, but the horses were pretty tame.
Yeah, the point is whether you enjoyed it and had a good time.
Oh,
doing
yeah.
Judith, we're going to be taking a break here. You know, we're going to be listening to more of your trip to Fiji while I sit here eating my heart out in my cold, cold studio.
In your down jacket.
Yeah, we're all bundled up and everything. Well, stay tuned. This is a Travel World radio show across America via satellite. You're listening to the CAB Radio Network. Across America via satellite.
You guys, stay.
Commodities, futures, options. While most people are acquainted with stocks and mutual funds, the commodities markets remain a mystery. It's one Barclay Financial can help solve. Futures and options investing involve substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. I'm Patrick T. Parker for Barclay Financial. Right now, the U.S. trade deficit and budget deficits are rising to historical levels. Interest rates are at some of the lowest levels we have ever seen, and yet the economy is still weak. And we feel this could spell trouble for the dollar. To Barclay Financial, that spells opportunity. The European currency has been on the rise. We feel it will keep on rising, and as a result, we're recommending the purchase of call options on the euro currency. For a free special market report on the euro currency, call 1-800-531-7778. That's 1-800-531-7778. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? Do you know about the tremendous price war among the major term life insurance companies? You may be eligible for savings of up to 40%. Here's an example. A male age 45 non-tobacco user issue preferred $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, guaranteed not to change for 10 years. Or a male age 50 non-tobacco issue preferred $1 million of coverage is only $113 a month, guaranteed for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for 20 years. We have great rates for smokers, too. TermBuster specializes in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Call right now. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. Rates and availability may vary by state.
Today's lesson. Parliamo italiano. Cuginos. I say cuginos. You say cuginos. He says cuginos. She says cuginos. We say cuginos. They say cuginos. In fact, everyone's saying cuginos these days. It's the word for delicious northern Italian cuisine. Whether you want a romantic dinner for two or a party for 250, cuginos is the place. Come and try it. And we guarantee you'll be saying cuginos too. Cuginos. It's Italian for the best food in town.
So, you want to sell your home, but the prospect is just too daunting. Get real. Buying or selling your home doesn't have to be intimidating. Talk to Jay Steves at Century 21 Access America. We're the most trusted name in real estate in North America because we know that real estate is about real people, buyers and sellers, who want to make the process as easy and stress-free as possible. Get real about selling your home. Call your personal realtor, Jay Steves, at 378-1451. Century 21 Access America. Real people really working for you.
Oh, I am stuffed.
Me too.
Oh, that was one awesome burrito.
See, I told you this place was great. Mm.
I know. I walk by here every day. Mm-hmm. I had no idea.
We gotta do dessert.
Jenny,
we have to.
No. What are you doing to me? You know, I have to fit into my car.
Oh, please.
Turn into a cow. No, I gotta get back to work anyway. I have a major conference call.
Okay.
Waiter. Senor.
El Checo, por favor.
Jenny, that's not our waiter. Oh.
Oh, my. Well, whatever. You know, I can't tell the difference between all these Mexicans anyway. You know what I mean?
No, Jenny, I really don't know what you mean.
The first step in fighting racial prejudice is taking a stand. Imagine the power of one voice. Find yours at freedomcenter.org. A message from the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center and the Ad Council.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
Back is with Stephen Pickford, and we're talking about Fiji today, and as we sit chilled in our cold, cold studio at home, while our correspondent Judith Ritter tells us all about this terrific, lovely, wonderful holiday she had out in Fiji and didn't invite me.
Oh, well, actually, I'm packing up, and I hope you were during the break, too. We'll take off soon.
Oh, yeah.
Judith was talking to us about Turtle Island Resort before we went to the break. Now, what exactly is Turtle Island known for in particular? What makes it stand out as being particularly unique?
Well, I'll tell you a couple of things about Turtle Island that are unique before we go on and I tell you the big scuba diving and snorkeling story. Beside the location, there are some odd and commendable things. The owner is Richard Evanson. He's an eccentric multimillionaire and passionate do-gooder. And the local villages in that area are very poor, and they only had elementary schools. So Evanson, with his own money and guest donations, just opened at Turtle Island, at the resort, the area's first high school. And right now there are only around 30 kids in a tiny school right on the island. And imagine, this is an activity at Turtle Island. Guests are invited to go to the school and talk to the kids, talk about their work and the things they do to inspire the young people to get careers. And these kids are from tiny villages, so otherwise they wouldn't, you know, meet so many people. And the guests just love this.
An eccentric multimillionaire and a philanthropist. My
yeah.
favorite kind of guy.
Really?
Did you tell about the Willem Backus Retirement Fund?
I will mention that to him, Willem, when we go.
Yes, of course, because I'm a worthy charity.
Yeah, he loves to support good people.
I'm a hard luck case.
Turtle Island is a honeymooner resort, but if you're going there with a family, are there places for families in Fiji?
Well, there certainly are. Turtle Island has been called one of the most romantic getaways in the world. If you're going with a family, a great place to go, we found an absolutely wonderful place, is the Jean-Michel Cousteau Resort.
Now, is this the Cousteau from the Cousteau family?
Absolutely.
Oh, really?
It's the son. Jean-Michel's the son, and this is a resort with spectacular diving and snorkeling. But more, it's in 17 acres of a coconut plantation. It's all on the edge of a beautiful bay. And the great thing about the place is that the guests who are families or single people, older people, all of them really love the sea. Now, many of them are divers because there's the best living coral in the world right off the beach. Others just like to snorkel. And there's just great facilities for both. So it's so fabulous because you get such a mixed group of people. For example, when we were there, there was a grandmother who was a diver and with her three teenage grandsons who she was diving with. There was a honeymoon couple. There were families with little kids. All different levels of expertise, but people really who respect the environment. So there was always something to talk about.
Some of these resorts to build themselves as eco-friendly are almost like cabins or shacks, and they're really rough and tumble. What about this one?
No, this one is really different. It's also very elegant. It's a 5-star resort. Great food, which I'll get to, and a spa and luxurious accommodation. Only 25
gourais. Did you say spa? Did you say spa?
I said spa, well, not bar.
I want to hear about this spa.
Yeah, well, we actually didn't get to the spa because we were spending so much time in the water. But, I mean, that's certainly an option there. These bures, the Fijian word for cottages, are all built in the style of a Fijian village, like others at many of the resorts. Louvered windows so you can feel the breeze of the sea at night. Very peaceful. Again, no phones, no TVs, just the sound of the waves and the birds.
Yeah, we got to go.
Now, if you didn't go to the spa, what other activities did you partake of?
Well, let's talk about the ocean activities first, because, yeah. I mean, what an opportunity to learn from the best, the Cousteau team.
Well, yeah, if you're going to learn to dive, you may as well talk to the Cousteaus.
Right. They say Fiji has the best variety of fish and coral in the world, and it certainly was the best I've seen. I'd been in the Caribbean before. The best part is that there's a full-time marine biologist there, so if you don't dive, there are walks, say, at low tide on the reef with the marine biologist, and you can look at the sea life. And remarkable things. Just walking along, you see these royal blue starfish the size of a dinner plate, or strange shells still alive, sea snakes stranded when the tide goes out. Just such unusual things. Even on the shore.
Is it one of these things, I got this picture in my mind, you know, of swimming in, you know, with the face mask and the snorkel and looking at teams and schools of fish going by and colors and crystal blue waters and stuff.
It's like everybody's favorite screensaver, you know, the one of the turquoise water. It's exactly like that. If you don't have any nerve, you can go out and they have a glass-bottom boat, and you can see a lot of things. And if you're a snorkeler, there are wonderful shallow sites. We went to a place called Split Rock, which is actually this giant truck-sized boulder under the water, split in half. And inside the split is exactly what you said, Willem, fabulous marine life. You just float in the water over this split in the rock, and you see sea anemone and colorful purple soft coral, even clownfish, like the ones in Saving Nemo.
Oh, yeah?
So without even doing anything too scary, we saw all that, and we actually did see a 5-foot shark, but it took off when it saw us.
Well, I hope so, but, I mean, this is one thing, you know, we talk about spas and stuff. I mean, Travel World is all about, you know, living the good life and having a great time. Spas is a big part of that, you know, getting all kinds of pampering and feel good and things, but, you know, you're out in Fiji, and, you know, there's the spa on one side, and, well, there's Fiji, and
what a choice.
Well, so some things that you would think nothing, you know, you'd actually partake of them here if you were at a resort. Hey, they pale in comparison with the other great outdoor activities that you can do. You're talking as well about scuba diving. I mean,
do you guys dive? I never asked you that.
I dive all the time, but not in the water.
Different type of diving.
Yeah.
Not parachuting.
No. Not skydiving either. I'm too much. No,
we're not athletes like Jerry Wagshaw.
I'm too much of a chicken for that. But you know, I guess I say it from a point of view of enthusiastic participation in activities. I just dive right in, if you know what I mean.
Okay. I'd never done a dive before, and I was watching when the dive boats would come back, and people had such incredible stories. Like they saw a 12-foot white-tipped shark. They even told about swimming with manta rays, you know, those big soft wings flapping around them. And I just kept thinking, what would be better in the whole world than to learn there? So I took a lesson.
Oh, yeah?
First, I was terrified. First in the pool.
Really?
And I was taught by a Fijian from the Cousteau team. And then the next step, and I've got to show you the video of this. I just look terrified.
You have a video of you learning to dive?
Yeah. Next step was off the dock in 40 feet of water. But I was with this gentle giant Fijian. And down we went to the bottom, and there were sea cucumbers, which of course I thought were vegetables, but they're not. They're living kind of big, fat, snaky things. And little octopus and big snapper, which I'm sort of used to seeing grilled with olive oil, not swimming into my face.
Oh, wow.
And you hope that he doesn't say, I know you. You ate my cousin.
That's always the fear, you know. You end up meeting a relative of
the
fish
exactly
that you just ate.
And this, you know, it's supposed to be one of the 10 best dive sites in the world if you are actually doing the big diving and going out on the boat. So it's a pretty fabulous place.
Now, if somebody doesn't dive or snorkel, are there other activities for them
to
enjoy?
Sure, kayaking, there's a swimming pool, trips to local Fijian villages, and I have to say the food there is so fabulous. You know, you eat in this tall, thatched, giant bure called a chief's bure, all open on the side so you can always see the sea. And, you know, you think you're isolated in the middle of the South Seas and food would be limited, but they have a great chef, Chef Vijan Kumar, and fabulous food. You guys would go crazy. Grilled wahoo topped with lobster, rack of lamb on carrot and pumpkin tart, and shrimp samosa, and absolutely great, great dessert.
You must have been in absolute heaven.
And I'm putting on weight, too.
Did they, did they ever, did you dress up in one of the little grass skirts, getting really into the island spirit?
Yeah, well, we did have one night where they did perform local dances and actually got us outside under the stars to dance with them. And the Fijian dances aren't complicated like, you know, Eastern European folk dances or something. It was just so much fun. The Fijians love to sing and love to dance and love to share their culture. And they play traditional ukulele and guitar of course, there's a bar and big wicker chairs like you're in some old movie.
You
got
to show me some of these pictures, Judith. Listen, we're going to be taking another break.
And more about Fiji, and then more about Judith Ritter's wanderings across America when we return on Travel World Radio Show Across America via satellite.
Stay listening.
Across America via satellite.
Double World Radio.
She took me to the cleaners. After the divorce, I was barely left with a shirt on my back.
All is not fair in love and war, especially when it comes to divorce. It's messy, emotionally draining, and divisive. People have to take sides. That's why you need the best on your side to protect your assets. Allison Perrin cares. She's a qualified financial consultant who can advise you on how to prepare for a divorce. If you're facing divorce, consult Allison Perrin before you do anything else. Call 860-349-2065.
One night, my mommy and daddy went on to a date. They got a babysitter to watch me. The babysitter was a family friend. She was like an angel to me in front of big people. But after my parents left, she stopped acting like an angel and started being mean. My parents didn't believe me until they got a surveillance camera from the spy shop in Milldale. When they got home that night, they watched the tape and saw the babysitter yelling at me all the time. Now, we don't use that babysitter anymore.
Unfortunately, the times are changing, and stories like this one are more frequent, and you begin to wonder if you can even trust a longtime family friend. Put your mind and heart at ease with surveillance equipment from the Spy Shop. The Spy Shop promotes truth through technology, spy gadgets, bug detectors, and cool stuff. Visit spyville.com or call 628-2075. 628-2075.
You and
120 credit hours, 51 textbooks, and the perfect way to pay for it all.
Army National Guard.
As a member of the Army National Guard, you don't have to worry about how you're going to pay for college.
100% of your tuition.
The Guard has you covered. So come visit the team who can help you get through college on the web at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com or call 1-800-GO-GUARD in the Army National Guard.
You can.
Sponsored by the Connecticut National Guard. Aired by the Connecticut Broadcasters Association and this station.
Now, okay. Settle down, class. Now, today we're going to read out loud. Who would like to go first?
Oh, no. I'm not ready. Please don't call on me.
Chris?
I took my dog to the park. She made two new friends. Tomorrow, I'll take Winnie to the park again.
Very good. Now, who'd like to go next? How about you?
Oh, no. Not me. Oh, no.
If you're the parent of a child who struggles to learn, listen to the little voice inside your head. Get help now. A lot of kids who struggle are smart. They just learn differently. For free information on how to help your child, visit www.focusonlearning.org, www.focusonlearning.org, or call 1-888-478-MIND. Do it for your child. Do it for yourself. But do it now. A message from the Advertising Council and the Coordinated Campaign for Learning Disabilities.
Hey, Miss Taylor, come on. Let me get those groceries from you.
Oh, hi, David. Yes, it'll be a big help there.
Okay, whoa, these are heavy.
Listen, how's the landlord business?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good.
Did you rent the apartment next door yet?
No, not yet, Miss Taylor, no. Oh, some guy came by today to look at it, but, you know, I didn't even show it to him.
Oh, why not?
Well, come on, he was a brother.
Well, why wouldn't you rent to your brother?
No, a brother, you know, colored, black guy.
Excuse me?
No, don't worry. No, I told him somebody else put down a deposit. It happens all the time. I figured you went on one of them living next door. You know what I mean.
No, David. I don't know what you mean.
The first step in fighting racial prejudice is taking a stand. Imagine the power of one voice. Find yours at freedomcenter.org. A message from the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center and the Ad Council.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
Oh, the cream of the crop of resorts, of course, we're talking about today on the Travel World Radio Show. Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford in the studio. We've got our good friend Judith Ritter online, who went to Fiji, experiencing the cream of the crop while leaving a shiver here in back home in Montreal.
I'm so mean.
Oh, yeah. Yes. We just want to get away to Fiji as wintertime approaches in the Northeast. What's the best way to organize a trip to Fiji, Judith? How can we get there?
Well, the best thing really to do is, if you're interested in the Cousteau Resort, which I think is a fabulous place, especially if you're with a family. It's www.fijiresort, all one word, .com. And Turtle Island, for those of you off, like Willem and I are on a honeymoon.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yes. www.turtlefiji, all one word, .com. And to organize the actual tour, if you want to see more of Fiji, there's a company called Coral Sun Fiji. Fabulous company. They really go the mile for you. And that's www.southpacific.com.fj.
How do you get to Fiji? How long a flight? Where would you fly out of?
Well, I think it's not bad. If you can get yourself out to L.A., Air Pacific flies four nights a week. So 11:30 at night, you get on that Air Pacific flight, you fall asleep, and guess what? You wake up in paradise.
You know, when you're landing there, what does it look like, Judith? I mean, this is the kind of thing that I always wondered. When we went to Hawaii, we arrived too late at night for us to see anything. When we got to Hong Kong, we got to see a beautiful vista of the city.
Oh, it's a fabulous entrance into Hong Kong, isn't it?
Oh, wonderful. And we're going there too, you and me. But Fiji, what's it like landing there? Is it still night? What's it like?
Well, it's early in the morning, and of course, the first thing you experience is that kind of wall of heat.
Oh, wow.
Even early in the morning, which was just fabulous. And people are all so relaxed. And of course, you notice the men in the skirts.
Oh, yeah.
Fijians all seem to, the hairstyle is kind of a big afro, kind of a Jimi Hendrix hair, very tall, beautiful, stately people, and a lot of people from India. Everybody is smiling. It's a very, very welcoming place. And then the next thing that happens to most people is you go down to a little tiny airport and you get in one of those little seaplanes and off you go to one of those 322 islands.
How close are these islands now, Judith? Are they the kind of thing you can take a little boat between them kind of stuff?
Yeah, there are ferries actually from island to island, and if you can handle it emotionally and psychologically, you can take those seaplanes too.
But now the ferries, how long does it take? Is it a 20-minute ride, 5-minute ride?
Well, you know, it depends how far you're going, because some islands you actually have to go overnight.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it is not that close together. They're not always within eyeshot of each other.
No, we were in a group called the Yasawas, which really was a motorboat away from each other.
Okay. Well, then, yeah, because that's kind of nice when you have, like, a little collection of islands nearby.
And you can just hop from one to another. Really fun.
Now, did you have these little, in the island where you were there's these little huts on pontoons just kind of over the water? And
no, I've heard about that in the Maldives and other places, but I actually didn't see that. They're right on the beach, though, and you really get to feel the ocean. And
nice long beaches. Stephen likes to walk on the beach. This is one of his things, and of course, we are totally dyed-in-the-wool certified beach bums, and so wherever we go, we find if there's water nearby, we'll find it. And then, he'll spend the afternoon.
Really great.
Oh, he'll spend the afternoon relaxing. You know, it clears the air. You get to, you're alone with your thoughts, and then, you know, it's a great way to relax.
Absolutely.
How long is the flight from Los Angeles itself in duration?
I think it's about 11 hours, it seems to me. But I really did sleep most of the time.
Wow, you get to sleep on an airplane. Well, you know, then again, depends on how comfortable the aircraft is, too.
And the Air Pacific was terrific, and it was late at night, so it wasn't a hard one at all.
Now, of course, if you don't want to go so far away to find something to do this winter time, you also discovered sort of some different things to see in a traditional destination for people in the Northeast to head away for weekend getaways, and that's Washington, D.C.
That's right. If you're in the Southeast, you just go north, and if you're in the Northeast, just drop down south.
How fitting, Stephen.
Really
a
lot of
segue.
Fun. And like most American kids, of course, I did the trip when I was 12 years old. And schools always have the trips to D.C. too. And the great memories there are the Lincoln Memorial and the Vietnam Memorial and sneaking cigarettes with your friends. But Washington has so much, you know. The museums are free, great little restaurants, music and theater.
Now, what museums did you take in this time? Because every time you visit, there's so many museums that you can always find something to really pass the time with.
Well, the very hottest museum there now in D.C. is the Spy Museum, and it's only a year old. And it's a collection of objects and sounds and sights of the history of spying. And it's so great, because as you go through the museum, you see the tools of spying, you hear about true stories of spying. In fact, the whole atmosphere is suspenseful. So you get into it the second you walk in.
So it's very interactive. It's not a static exhibit.
No, not at all. As you come in, you actually go to the first room and you choose a false identity, which is a cover. You pick who
you
want
to be. Well, that's
easy to do. Yeah. That sounds
great. I got around 12 on the internet.
I want to be you, yeah. You pick who you want to be right off a wall. They give you the photograph and the stats, and you have to memorize your new identity.
I am Evil Willem. I am Evil Willem.
You have to have a fake passport, and they show you all these fake passports that were really used by real spies in real cases. And the most interesting thing you see in that room is pocket litter. If you're a spy and you've changed your identity, even the stuff in your pocket or purse should reflect your cover. So, for example, You would put matchbooks from the city of your false identity, old ticket stubs, and so on. Really fun. So you start right off not even being yourself.
Do they actually show you the tools of the trade, so to speak, or is this too classified? You're getting a sort of a watered-down version.
Well, it's not watered down. It's just older, you know, but they have you don't see what they're doing right now. They have a big section devoted to just that. They show you tools they use to pick locks, plant bugs, secret recording devices, tiny cameras, a lipstick pistol, the KGB shoe transmitter.
Did you see the shoe phone?
Yeah, a shoe receiver in the heel of the shoe.
Oh, wow. Sorry about that, Chief.
Really, it's like watching Get Smart, but it's real. And then there are disguises. There's fascinating video of people getting into disguise. You actually see a woman, an agent in her 30s, transformed into a bearded, robed Afghani man. She must have gone off to the mountain somewhere.
Stephen sees that every day when he goes downtown.
You can see that in almost every city. Yeah,
yeah, there's strangers on the corner. Maybe they're spies. It's a conspiracy.
You they're think they're guys, but they're women watching you.
Or vice versa.
Yeah.
So, the exciting thing is they talk about real cases, and you find out things like Julia Child, the chef, was actually a spy for America.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Another icon.
Yeah.
Pummeled.
No, but on our team. And there are video interviews with former intelligence officers about their work. Lots of ex-CIA people on the board of the museum. Very, very authentic.
Is there more dirt on Martha Stewart?
Not yet. Not in there yet.
A spy for Kmart.
Now, are these just artifacts of U.S. spying, or does it cover really what has gone on around the world?
No, you actually see stuff from the KGB and, you know, a secret writing detection kit from Germany. No, the whole thing.
Enigma machine, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, they have the Enigma machine there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's very, very fun place.
Do they have any stuff from Canadian spying CSIS?
Yeah, they have a great Canadian spy story. If you remember I'll tell you very quickly. I don't know how much more time we have.
Oh, we have the rest of the show, actually. So
when the Iranian hostage taking incident when they took the Americans, the story is the Canadian ambassador had rescued the Americans. Or
six of them. That's correct.
Right, Ken Taylor.
Right.
Yeah.
But in fact, he was the cover. They sent in a fake film crew from Hollywood. They were all spies, but they said they were shooting a film in Iran. imagine this. They even put an article in Variety about this faux film. And so these spies, disguised as Hollywood big shots, went to Iran to do a supposedly to do a feature film. They connected up with the Canadian ambassador, and that was how the rescue happened. And there's a whole display with pictures of the Canadian ambassador at the time and so on.
I remember when that happened. At the time, my family used to spend a lot of time in Plattsburgh camping. And I remember just how grateful they were all through the United States, and particularly there. I mean, you have a maple leaf. Boy, oh boy, they loved you there.
Well, right. Of course, the story, as it turns out, was it was actually a CIA operation that did get them out. But it was with the cooperation of the Canadian embassy there.
Listen, Judith, we're going to be taking another break here in about 10 seconds or so, and we'd like to hear a little bit more about your trip. I like that whole story about the spy museum. That's pretty cool.
Oh, it's fabulous.
A lot of interesting things about Washington, D.C.
Stay listening. Maybe we have an exhibit of the Canadian minivan where the CSIS agent kind of went to the hockey game and left all the confidential documents just sitting in the front seat. Yeah,
we don't want our American listeners to know that.
Well, the secret's out now. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Travel World, with Willem and Steven.
Today's lesson. Parliamo italiano. Cugino's. I say cugino's. You say cugino's. He says cugino's. She says cugino's. We say cugino's. They say cugino's. In fact, everyone's saying cugino's these days. It's the word for delicious northern Italian cuisine. Whether you want a romantic dinner for two or a party for 250, cugino's is the place. Come and try it. And we guarantee you'll be saying cugino's too. Cugino's. It's Italian for the best food in town.
The following is an urgent message for all inventors. Who cashed in on your last great idea? Do you have another invention? Do you need a patent? Then you need InventTech.
Everyone laughed at my pot that cooked and drained pasta. If I had the patent, I'd be rich.
Snap your fingers. Turn on a light. That was my idea. But I never thought to get a patent.
Don't let this happen to you. You may have a great idea, but unless you protect it, anyone can take it and keep the profits. That's why you need to call InventTech now. We'll send you a free inventor's kit, and you'll receive our free video or DVD with your confidential submission. Call 1-800-953-3553.
Cleaning with citrus was my little secret. I never patented it. Boy, was that dumb.
Don't let someone else cash in on your great idea. Call InventTech now for a free inventor's kit. Call 1-800-953-3553. Call 1-800-953-3553.
How would you like to regrow your hair naturally? Hi, I'm Brian Reichenberg from Kevis here in Beverly Hills. Our new internationally patented topical treatment and hair accelerator is fast and effective. Clinical studies with dermatologists showed that Kevis achieved a 90% success rate fighting hair loss. Here's what the doctors are saying.
I'm Dr. Jay Heck, board-certified dermatologist and hair transplant surgeon. Kevis scientifically and medically is a superior product that stimulates the hair follicles to once again grow hair. I highly recommend Kevis to any man or woman who is losing their hair.
Kevis is easy to use and drug-free. In less than 3 minutes a day, you can restore your appearance and confidence. I'll even help you get started by giving you 50% off your starter program plus free shipping. Call 888-684-HAIR. This is a limited-time offer. That's 888-684-HAIR. That's 888-684-HAIR.
You know what word I really hate? Dating. It makes me think of sitting across from someone my well-meaning friends set me up with, sitting politely through boring conversation, and constantly checking my watch to see how much longer I have to stay. With that kind of image, why would I ever want to date again? Well, Exact Radio 990 The X just gave me a great reason. The 990 Exact Love Line. I just called, answered a few questions about who I really am and who I'm really looking for. And you know what? I'm getting matched up with some great people, guys that hate the bad things about dating as much as I do. Since the 990 Exact Love Line matches you up based on shared interest, I haven't had one boring conversation with any of my matches. Instead, we're going out and having a lot of fun. You know, this is so great, it shouldn't even be called dating. Call the 990 Exact Love Line at 1-866-990-LOVE. That's 1-866-990-LOVE.
WXET AM 990 brings you the hottest new sports show on radio, Sports on the Spot.
We'll bring you contests, interviews, and thought-provoking analysis on your favorite teams like the Red Sox, Yankees, and UConn Huskies.
We'll also have insight on the Rockettes, Wolfpack, and Southington High School Athletics.
If you've got questions, we've got all of the answers.
So join us every Sunday night from 4 to 5 for
Sports on the Spot.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
Oh, I'm hypnotized. Welcome back to Travel World with Will and Backus, Stephen Pickford, and Judith Ritter online with us. Again, one of our special guests who went down to Washington, D.C. and went to the Spy Museum. Now, when I think about the Canadian Spy Agency agent who actually went to a hockey game and left confidential documents in her minivan, maybe she was actually going to see the Islanders, who Judith actually met. You know, when she landed in Fiji.
That's true.
All a conspiracy here in Travel World.
It's just all connected. We're all one big world.
Washington is also full of interesting places to eat. It's a really, really great place to get a good meal.
Yeah, you know, the funny thing about Washington is you really have to switch your frame when you think about it because you just think politics, but there's lots of stuff to do there. A great place to eat, and it's also new. It's in the same building as the Spy Museum. The restaurant's called Zola, and it was nominated the best new restaurant of the year. It's a relaxed place, mixed ages. You're likely to see some young government people there. When we were there, there were quote-unquote people from the mayor's office. But the place is really unpretentious. The atmosphere is fun. And the great thing, you'll love this, is the spy theme is sort of carried through the restaurant. You sit in booths and then separated from another booth by a wall, a partition, but there's kind of a peephole that you can peer into the next booth.
Yeah, that's where Stephen likes to eat, at the peep show booth.
not peep show, but one wall is almost a floor-to-ceiling collage of real declassified CIA documents. So if you go up to that art piece, that wall, you can actually see a note from Oliver North from the Iran-Contra fame, and you can see the documents are stamped classifieds. And the funniest thing, really, is just reading through these notes. Some of them are to Russia. They're from different countries. You see them signed by Alan Dulles. And now it's a one wall at the restaurant Zola. There are also, and this is the thing that's most clever, really, is there are big windows in the front of the restaurant, and the restaurant is actually diagonally across from the real FBI building.
What's the food there actually like? Is it any good?
Oh, the food is just really wonderful. It's not just like some cookie-cutter stamp theme restaurant about the spy museum. The food is very lovely. It's what's called real American cuisine, and some of the touches are really special. One of the starters, for example, is homemade goat cheese. For a vegetable, they have the American classic creamed spinach, and I heard that was the chef's mom's recipe. And then there's the USA fondue, which is really an irreverent take on a Swiss fondue. You dip Rice Krispies squares in chocolate or cookie dough balls in hot, steamy, melted chocolate.
Oh, that's good.
And they're also known for their really interesting and inexpensive wine list. They have wine from New Zealand and from South Africa. And, of course, they love telling people about their wines. They'll give you a little crash course while you're having your dinner. Unpretentious and fun. Unpretentious and fun, really.
And you also went to some other restaurant that you were telling me about that is real American cuisine as well.
Again, I figure if you're in Washington, why not do that? Very interesting, upscale, modern American Southwestern cuisine. The place is called, you're going to love this name, I love it, Red Sage.
Red Sage, oh yeah. My God.
And the decor is Old West, is kind of a stone interior, and believe it or not, buffalo skin lamps.
Uh-huh.
And to give you an idea of one of their specialties is elk loin from Montana.
But you didn't eat the elk. I can't picture you eating elk.
No, I don't even eat meat. But I did have tuna carpaccio and the fabulous jalapeno pepper cornbread, which I know you would love. Really great. My daughter had the signature dish of Red Sage was a chicken honey glazed with crushed pecan. You can't get more Southern American than that.
No, that's really Southern specialty. Put pecans on things. Mm-hmm. Yes. Now, where did you stay when you went to Washington? Because this is also a city with a multitude of fine places to stay.
Well, I'll tell you about one place. I really blew the budget, I have to tell you.
All right.
If you can do even one or a couple of nights at the Ritz, do it. First of all, it's such a great location, the Ritz on 22nd and M. You walk to the White House, you can walk to the Smithsonian, walk to Capitol Hill, and the hotel is beautiful. It's new, fairly new, but very classic looking when you go in the lobby. And the great thing about the Ritz really are the little touches, all the services, which really makes it worth the once-in-a-lifetime indulgence, you know?
Right. I mean, they don't just put one of those prepackaged chocolates on top of your pillow and call that full-service amenity.
No, get this. They actually put a fresh-baked brownie on your pillow at the Washington
just
Ritz.
Don't sit on it before you might think somebody else had done something
on
your bed.
Turn the light on in your room.
If it was Steven, he'd put it icing side down, too.
You know, each of the Ritz in Hong Kong does fresh chocolate chip cookies at the reception, and in Shanghai, I hear they even embroider pillowcases with your initials.
That is cool.
Washington has its own specialties. I couldn't believe this. Listen to this. You guys are not joggers, but I think about it anyway. But for hotel guests taking an early morning jog, if you're staying at the Ritz, they provide you with bottled water and fresh fruit at the door of the hotel as you jog back up.
That's really cool, actually, because a lot of people do morning jogging as a good exercise routine.
Imagine somebody handing you fresh fruit and bottled water as you return all sweaty.
Oh, that would be cool. That'd be neat.
They also have something that you, Willem, would love, or you could even be this person, a technology butler.
Oh, really?
24 hours a day, they have a computer specialist on call for you, because a lot of people, of course, are doing business. And the business in Washington is pretty important, so you want to make sure your computer's not down.
Yeah. So you go to cheer it up.
That's it. You just go cheer it up.
Well, if your computer's feeling
down,
right?
Give it therapy, yes.
Yes.
The hotel, the Ritz in Washington, has a new addition, and this is great. It's called Flight Bites. And you know when you get on a plane now for domestic flights, there's nothing to eat hardly, and they don't serve meals. Mm. The Ritz will pack you your breakfast, lunch, or dinner for the plane.
Well, that's nice.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, what a touch.
Yeah, a lot better than a soggy sandwich on a paper plate.
But imagine, I mean, you're sitting beside someone with that bag of peanuts, and you open your little lunchbox from the Ritz.
Oh, yeah. I know you would do that, dude. They're opening it up, and you got all these great little...
linen napkin, you know.
Yeah.
And you say, glare at the guy across and say, well...
And Judith is sitting there going, yummy, yummy. Oh, how delicious.
A little foie de gras here. But the other fabulous thing at the Ritz downtown in D.C. is they have a brand new sports center in the building, not just a gym. And so people who live in Washington use it. So it's a beautiful, beautiful center. I went up there to eat. I didn't work out, but... it was beautiful.
So you go there to work out and you work up all those calories from that big brownie that you had there at the Ritz-Carlton. And we're coming up with maybe around a minute and a half left. But people know about the Smithsonian, and you can take days and days just to visit all of their various galleries. But anything quick that people can see that may be a bit unusual and really add to the special emphasis of their weekend.
Well, there's a very tiny museum where you go by appointment, and it is actually called the Squished Penny Museum.
Wait, let's put a penny on a rail track and watch the train go over it.
Well, you know the machines where you, at amusement parks, where you put a penny in and you roll something over
it? Right, and it gives you some kind of, like a medallion of a souvenir.
Exactly. Well, this museum has those machines, antique ones, and a collection of squished pennies from all over America. And the guy who runs it is very animated and fun. And one other thing I'll say as we're, you know, coming up to the top of the hour, the Museum of American History has a 9/11 exhibit.
Wow.
And it's a very powerful exhibit, very touching. You know, so even if you can't take a huge trip through, you know, those museums take all week to go through, just check that exhibit out because it's so contemporary, and it's so powerful and understated. I mean, there are things like recorded video messages that people left,
right.
And photographs, and of course, a big twisted piece of the building.
Right.
But it's very touching and very powerful, and reminds you that you're in Washington.
For sure. You know what, Judith? You had some fantastic journeys, though. The next time you guys actually take me with you, I'm still thinking of you in one of those hula skirts.
You're thinking of me in one of those skirts?
Oh,
or
yeah.
You?
Yeah, with the Islanders and their multiple shots on goal.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yes, yeah.
Judith Ritter, thank you so much for joining us today, talking about Fiji and Washington, D.C. And, of course, you'll be back in a few months. Tell us about Belize.
That's
the,
right.
Central America destination in the Caribbean. So it sort of gives you the best of Latin America with the Caribbean all rolled into one in Belize. I'm sure you'll have a great time.
And I'll be telling you guys about it. Nice to talk with you.
Absolutely.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye, Judith. So, Steve, another week has come and gone on Travel World.
Yes, and next week, San Francisco with Cynthia Fodor and Scott Fontaine. Vic Phillips off to the Kawartha Lakes region of Ontario, and a look at what's going on in New York City at holiday time. I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Backus. Happy traveling, everybody.
Weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.